Hi, Ruben.
Hey Roberto, how are you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good, good. So I sorry for all the phone tag.
That's
I'm
okay.
sending you the email right now. Can you go in front of your
Okay.
computer and see if you get this?
Yes.
Give me a good second. I just want to make sure you're receiving it because I know you got some email issues.
Okay.
You receive it?
Yes.
Cool. So documents are pretty straightforward. It's a corporate-only transaction, so no one's signing personally. Dave is just signing on behalf of the company. We need to make sure when the documents are completed, I'd like you to scan, email me a copy. I will then send you a FedEx slip so you can send the documents to me free of charge with an overnight slip. I can send it to you right now as well, but the documents, I just want to make sure they're signed correctly before you FedEx them. So let me just send you that
Okay.
FedEx. Let me send you the FedEx right now. Actually, give me a second.
Let me put into this.
So I'm just going to send this to you. Give me a second, Robert. Here is the pre.
Okay, so this page is for the ACH.
I
Okay.
just sent you the FedEx. So I could just walk you through how to complete them. So there's a
Yes,
total of,
please. Okay.
yeah, no problem. There's a total of
Okay.
9 pages, okay?
Yes.
So the first page, you're not going to do anything. The second page,
Yes.
so David's going to sign. Now, it says below it, it says above it, person's authorized to perform verbal verification. This means that we have to call someone before we release the deposit. We also have to call someone when the equipment's finally delivered. So if he wants to make you an authorized signer or anyone else, he can, and just put your title so we can call you if he's unavailable.
Okay, perfect.
The second page is is the actual agreement. He'll be signing in the middle,
Yes.
just where his name's listed. On the bottom, he'll put in the bank information. On page 5, he'll be signing it.
What
And
guarantor signature?
I'm sorry?
What guarantor signature?
What page?
Page 3.
That's blank because there's no personal owners here. So you're going to leave that blank. So the next page is page 5. This is called the authority incumbency. Basically, it's a fancy way of us saying who's allowed to sign on behalf of this company. So he'll be signing next to his name. And
Sorry,
whoever. Go ahead.
okay, so you are at page 5, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And. Anyone, any I think other corporate officer can sign this. It just basically allows us to verify that he's one of the signer. He's allowed to take out debt on behalf of the company. Okay. The next page is the commencement agreement. That just allows us to start paying the vendor before delivery. He'll be signing as well. Then the next page is we just redo the ACH so you don't have to fill out a page either. It's either this page or the bottom of the first page. Either is fine. Now, next page is you're gonna hold on to this page, the page with the red ink, because the equipment's not delivered yet. So this is after delivery. And then the next page is just allows us to process electronic funds. So that's about it.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I will have it signed and send it back to you, scan it, and then I will confirm the FedEx, okay?
All right, and just make sure when he's signing, his signature is in blue or black ink. It looks, yeah. It's not stamped. It's not a stamp signature. It's actually a signed signature. It looks the same as the signature on his driver's license. And then you'll scan email everything along. You'll also include a check to Bank of Cardiff for that amount due at signing. And then once I give you the okay, then you'll FedEx everything to me, okay?
Okay, perfect.
And if you have any questions, just give me a holler. Go ahead.
Do you want the scan of the check as well? Or you
yes.
Will check with the, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Cool.
Bye.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.